views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, Sonny's Barbecue.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. It is Sunny in the studio right now with Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg, because Eldon Scott is here with Sunny's Barbecue.
Good morning, Meg. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday. It's always sunny when you're here.
It is. It's a beautiful summer day. Little muggy out, feeling like it is the season it should be.
Well, my day is made, so here I am. I'm supposed to be talking on the radio, but right this second, excuse me, 1 minute. Oh my God, y'all, so good.
As promised.
You've been promising me for weeks.
I've been teasing her and stringing her along and finally brought in that new strawberry corn cake dessert that we have on our summer menu.
Oh my goodness.
It's a great way to start the day.
It is. I might just have to sit back and let you talk for the next
30 minutes. All right,
let's
go. All right, folks.
Sit over here in my corner and eat my strawberry corn cake.
Hey.
Really good. Really good.
So good. That summer menu.
Yeah, talk about that.
The competition ribs.
Yeah.
The brisket mac and cheese.
Sounds good to me.
And that Tennessee vinegar sauce. I know Kevin is so excited about that one.
This happens every Friday. You come in. I'm usually like, okay, this weekend's the weekend I'm going to start,
You never start a diet on the weekend, Meg. Come on. Rookie mistake. You got to start on Monday.
Okay. All right. Yeah, except you have the 2-for-1 on Monday.
I know. Yeah.
Y'all are working against me.
Buy one, get one free pulled pork sandwiches every Monday at all of your local Sonny's Barbecue and the News Radio listenership.
Mm-hmm.
So swing through one of our locations. Make sure you take advantage of that great deal. Slice pork on garlic bread or a bun, or pulled pork on garlic bread or a bun.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
It's good stuff.
It's good stuff. And I don't know if we talked about it, but Sonny Tillman, the founder of Sonny's, his favorite sandwich, which he ate all the time, sliced pork on garlic bread. So that is the Sonny sandwich.
You have not mentioned that before.
Yeah.
Oh, that's very
cool. I just learned that about a month ago when I was down in Gainesville.
Just met him, right?
Yeah, I just met him. Got to take a selfie. He is so nice.
Yeah.
He is so nice and so sweet and just genuine. Got to, have a couple minutes of conversation with him and had a good time.
Good. So we're talking with Eldon Scott. His official title is the Chief Kindness Officer for Sonny's Barbecue, and he lives up to his name by attending all kinds of events in the community. I can't keep up with your Facebook. I get tired just liking all the stuff you do. But last night, I think I heard you were at a special occasion.
Yeah, so it was one we were excited about. So we were able to cater the reception for the Leadership Pensacola. They had the ribbon cutting for their class project. So Cat Country is out there as a sponsor. Penn Air is the title sponsor of that program. I know Dave and Mary have been longtime supporters of the Leadership Pensacola program. And so last night, Family Promised of, I think it's Northwest Florida or maybe West Florida. I can't remember exactly. But Family Promised is a great organization. Actually was at and catered their launch party about a year ago.
Yes, that's right.
Was able to do that with them, and that was a fun event. So they kicked off, and they got selected for the Leadership Pensacola class project. So all the congratulations also to all the 2025 graduates.
Mm-hmm.
They had their graduation a couple weeks, and because it was a really big project, and they actually went past their graduation date, but they completed the project last night, had the ribbon cutting. There's probably 100 people out there for the event. And
what was the project?
And so Favor House.
Family Promise
is tonight. Family Promise.
Favor House is, that's a whole other topic.
Family Promise. Basically, it's a program that's helping single mothers to transition into stable housing. So moms who have, for one reason or another, found themselves in a situation where they don't have stable housing. So this program helps to transition those single mothers into stable housing to help them have a good family foundation.
What
so
a
it's great a
great
program. Yeah. Jen's doing a great job. Know a bunch of the folks that are involved, Kristen, Alicia, who's with Leadership Pensacola, and they just make the whole thing work.
Mm-hmm.
So Last night had the ribbon cutting. We served up a little bit
and
of that Sunny's barbecue. Oh, didn't
we haven't talked? I don't
skirted
think
all around it. Did you ask the question? I skirted
no,
all around
okay.
it.
No, it's good. So, we get all the details. This
yeah,
is good.
A local church donated a home, mm-hmm. and they remodeled this home. So now they have
like
a 3-bedroom, 2-bath home.
Oh my God, that's an ambitious
that's just
project.
There too. Yeah, it was. Wow. It was a big project. So. Yeah, had the ribbon cutting last night. Looks amazing. You definitely should go check them out on Facebook. You can probably find pictures on Leadership Pensacola, mm-hmm. and you can probably also, for the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce, and then also on Family Promise, their Facebook pages. I know they had some pictures. I saw some pop up last night. And, of course, I'll post some pictures. Well, I actually posted some pictures early this
morning.
Okay,
all right. I'll have to check them out.
Yeah.
So we're talking with Eldon Scott with Sunny's Barbecue, and Eldon Jeff Scott accepted into the next class of Leadership Pensacola.
Yeah.
So I'm very excited for you.
Excited
it's a great
to
program.
See what our project's going to be mm-hmm. and go, get to go through all those nominations from our different nonprofits in the area and get to select a project. So I'm excited about that.
Absolutely.
Get to see all the cool things we get to do.
Yeah. All right. So we're talking about Sunny's Barbecue. And the hard part of about this show for me is I always walk away hungry at 10 in the morning.
It's a good thing we open at 10:45
yes,
at all
so
of
true.
Our local locations.
It's so true. So we've got the summer menu and you've already brought in this. Really, I'm not kidding. This strawberry corn cake with whipped cream, fresh strawberries is just really delicious.
Oh, yeah.
It's
all
really
house
good.
Made.
Mm-hmm. It's really good.
Stuff.
It's really good. So what is happening with Sunny's now? And maybe we should talk about your locations in case someone new to the area doesn't know where you're located.
Yeah. I had somebody comment on one of the posts, has anybody not tried Sunny's Barbecue yet? And I was like, well, I don't know. Every now and then I find somebody. Normally it's somebody who's moved here.
Right.
But we've been in this community for 40 years.
Wow.
Serving the Pensacola community. And so we do have 4 locations here in the News Radio listenership area. So we have our Pace, Florida location in front of the Lowe's Home Improvement Store on Highway 90. We have our 9th Avenue location located just south of Creighton Road. It used to be, that Sunny's used to actually be across the street mm-hmm. where the Burger King now is.
Right.
So right there in that Ashley Furniture parking lot. So they moved across the street. If you're familiar where the old one is, don't get to that side of town very often. We're on the other side of the street, back behind the AutoZone. Nice, mm-hmm. quaint location.
It's very shady
Beautiful
and peaceful.
Spot.
Yeah.
Very shady. And we do have a banquet room there. We can host up to 40 people. There's no charge for the banquet rooms. So you need a gotta have a. That's a new one.
It's almost
you
like
need
in
a gotta have a.
That sounds like the song in a gotta eat.
What is that?
In the garden.
Puppy baby monkey. What was that? Was that a Budweiser commercial? I can't remember. Need a gotta have a. You need a banquet room. We can get you taken care of. And we can host up to 40 people there. No charge for the room. Mm-hmm. All we do is ask that you buy the food and we'll set you up a full spread of whatever you want to do. If you want to do some brisket, pulled pork, barbecue chicken, get that good creamy mac and cheese, mm-hmm. the barbecue beans, and they are barbecue because
they're really good.
You get slow smoked barbecue, and it's part of the recipe.
Yep.
Can't give it
really
away,
good.
But it's part of the recipe.
Really good. I will testify. Really good.
And Dave Hoxing, his favorite's the peach cobbler.
Oh, it's so good.
That's his favorite. Yes. So peach cobbler, banana pudding. So mm-hmm. we can take care of you on all those. We'll roll over to our Navy Boulevard location, which also has a banquet room. We can host up to 75 there. A couple weeks back, we had one of our employees, Neo, his great aunt.
Mm-hmm.
She's the cutest lady. It's just so sweet. One of her family members made her this beautiful dress, and they had a birthday party there.
Aww.
And they were pinning money on her.
Oh, no
and
kidding.
And so they had the full spread. So it was a great time. So you have those big celebrations, you know, birthdays, anniversaries, Navy ceremonial pinnings. We do a mm-hmm. lot of those at that location because it's, you know, so close to the base there.
Right.
And, so you need that banquet room. We definitely got you covered. No charge for the room there either, just the cost of the food that you're going to need to eat anyway when you have a get-together. So,
no, that's really great that you don't charge a rental fee because that makes a difference, especially for families.
It makes a huge difference. Yeah. I'm actually planning my high school reunion. And so just looking for different venues.
Dare
and
I ask
things
what
like
year?
That. 2000.
Okay, that's not too 25th, bad.
25th
that's not bad.
Plus reunion. Yep.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah, yeah.
25
we are the class of 2000.
There
you
go.
We had a whole little thing.
Turn of the century.
Yep. So it was a lot of fun. So working through that and, you know, a lot of venues are great and, you know, And justifiably, right? They have their fee structure, and they got to make money and all that stuff. But then you pay for the room, you pay for the food on top of that. So at those locations inside of the restaurant with those banquet rooms, there's no cost for the room, just the cost of the food. So invite you to come.
For someone that might be thinking about this weekend coming out, what are your hours?
Yeah, so we open again at all of our locations at 10:45. Sunday through Thursday, we close at 9:30. And then Friday and Saturday, we close at 10 p.m. So a little bit extended hours for that Friday night and Sunday crowd, or Friday and Saturday crowd.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay. Yeah. And also Saturdays, one of my favorite
Saturdays,
things too.
Kids and grandkids eat free.
Yes.
So
such a
free
idea.
Kids meal with every adult entree. So bring those kids in. We have hot dogs. We have kids hamburgers, which... I guess I got to talk about it because we didn't talk about it last week because it happened on Saturday.
Right.
Did Burger Battle by the Bay.
That's right. You sure did.
Won People's Choice in the Pro Division. So we did I smoked one of our kids' burgers. I say one, like 200. went in at like 5:30 in the morning, started the process, smoked the burgers, and we hot held them. And then we finished them on the grill, melted the cheese, and I made a brisket and bacon onion jam.
Whoa.
So I did like burn-in style. So chopped up the brisket, added in the chopped bacon, the red onions, baked them off so they're nice and soft. And then I put our competition barbecue sauce, which is new on the summer menu. Used our competition sauce with a little bit of hot sauce, baked it down or smoked it down, let it sit on the smoker until I had to leave, made it nice and thick. And then I just spread that on the
bun. Oh,
it was
my
so
goodness.
Good. So,
wow.
Fortunate enough to get enough votes, and we won People's Choice. So
did
excited
you really?
About that. We did.
Wow. Yeah. That's the second one this year now, isn't it? Because you won another contest.
Well,
that was third
place in the Sonny's Pitmaster competition and third place at Pensacola Egg Fest.
That's so, what it was, the Egg Fest. Okay.
So finally got a first place one.
First place People's Choice.
Yeah,
that's an honor. That's the one everybody loves.
It was a lot of fun. It was a hot one. Summer is definitely here. It was warm.
Yeah, okay.
So, but it was a fun event. Now, of course, that's Subwest Rotary. They put on that event. Butcher Shop is the premier sponsor there and have been for many, many years. So it's a fun event. It had a rain delay a month ago.
Right, that's right.
Which actually got it postponed. So worked out good for me with my schedule. Helped me out.
Well, that's good. Exactly. Well, and it's great that you had a chance to really show off what you do. Now, the competition sauce, I can't tell by the name what that is.
So the competition sauce, it's a seasonal sauce. So for the spring... We had that peach barbecue sauce on there.
That was delicious.
Which, yeah, I know.
I'm just saying.
And those peach cobbler
egg
rolls. So I'm still dreaming about them. But so the competition sauce, it has more of a molasses-y flavor.
Molasses-y.
So if you got that molasses note that's very prominent in that, it's got a little bit of heat to it. It's really good. So we're doing competition St. Louis style ribs.
Ooh.
So it's our slow smoked St. Louis ribs. And then we're finishing them off, basting them in that competition sauce and grilling them.
Wow.
So that's definitely one to check out
and
on
the summer
menu. And
that's on the
summer
menu.
Well.
Okay. Yep, that sounds great. All right.
Something a little light and refreshing that's on the summer menu. Obviously those corn cakes, the strawberry corn cakes, a spin on a traditional strawberry shortcake, so with our cornbread recipe, and so this is really good. But we also have a corn dip, so house-made chips, fresh-made corn dip, so that's one to check out as an appetizer. It's a good shareable appetizer, for
that
sure.
That sounds really good.
Yeah.
That sounds great.
Yeah.
All right, my friend, so are we going to give a little something away this day?
We are going to give something, but we never talked about the fourth location. Let's cover that fourth location.
Yes, okay,
so that fourth
location
over on Shelley Road, which is right off of Pine Forest, just south of I-10. So if you've not been to that one over there, go check it out. Mr. Chris Townsend, he's our head pitmaster over there. He does a great job and got a great team over there. So
excellent.
That's the fourth location here in this local area.
Okay,
so
all right.
We do have a giveaway. Let's talk about Father's Day.
That's right.
Father's
Sunday.
Day is this weekend. So if you've not made plans, you know, come by and see us. We do have gift cards.
Yeah, you could get a nice gift card for Sonny's. That's a great idea.
Stuffing those ribs into a wrapping bag, you know. It's just
a little messy.
It's a little messy. It's probably not the best idea. But those gift cards are perfect. Dad's going to enjoy that. Whether he treats himself to lunch or goes out to a nice dinner, whatever it is, he'll appreciate that Sonny's gift card. And he can come get some slow smoke barbecue.
That sounds like a really great idea because you're open on Sundays.
We are open Sundays, 7 days a week. And come see us. Like I said, those four locations. So for the giveaway, We're going to give away a family feast. Been putting in some, been doing some catering orders for some different folks. And, people come in to do pickup orders on Sunday. So still got a little bit of time. You can go to sunnysbbq.com if you want to go ahead and put in your order, or call the local store and you can get your order placed for, you know, you're having an event at home or whatever it is, and you have a large party, you want to come and see us, definitely give us a call. We'd love to take care of you.
Okay, what's the number to call?
Oh, all the numbers. Mm-hmm. But if you want to reach out to me personally, 850-418-3331. You can always call me or text me there. I do turn it off at night, so if you need to text me at 2 a.m., it won't bother me a single bit. Mm-hmm. So
okay.
But, you know, you can go to sunnysbbq.com. You can navigate to your closest location. You can get the phone number there if you need to call or place your order online.
That's a great idea for a Sunday dinner.
And we just keep teasing that giveaway, don't we? But let's talk about the app.
Yes, go ahead.
So you need to get that Sunny's app, because that's where we have all of our best rewards. All month long, we're doing free tea Tuesdays.
Ooh.
So you can get a free Sunny's sweet tea and that nice signature cup. You know, so go download the app. You get your free tea on Tuesdays. So that's a nice little reward that you have. You collect your points. You get more free barbecue, a free birthday big deal.
Oh.
So you can get free barbecue on your birthday. There's a little disclaimer. You have to be signed up within 8 days out of
the birthday,
the actual birthday.
Okay.
Just because it has to process through the system.
Mm-hmm.
So go ahead and get signed up if you got a birthday coming in the next year, minus 8 days.
Yes, exactly. Okay, that sounds good.
I mean, still sign up if it's within the 8 days.
Right.
Which is, you just may not be able to claim it. So
that's okay.
Or probably. We'd probably take care of you anyway.
You're pretty good about that.
Because we
stuff.
Like to do that kind
yes,
of
you
stuff.
Do.
We do. All right, let's do the giveaway.
All right, now, first of all, what is the family feast? What does
it family feast is going to come with some barbecue chicken, some brisket, some pork, and a little bit of turkey, and then your sides, and a gallon of tea. So it's a great meal.
A feast.
We say 4 to 6, but honestly, it depends. I mean, you could probably feed 8-10 people if you if you do it right. You know, it depends on how hungry everybody is, or kids, or whatever it is. So it's a big, big meal. You're definitely going to enjoy that. So let's say,
what's the question?
The third person to text in, Dad.
Okay.
Because Dad's three letters, you know, making it simple. Dad, third person to text in, Dad's going to win that family feast.
All right. The number to text in right now is 850-437-1620. And when you text in, be sure and include your name just so we can give a shout out to you.
Yeah.
And then I'll be texting you with a follow-up, some follow-up questions just so we have information. But the third person, so here we go. You're going to have to talk
and
about
they're
something
off to the
while
races.
And they're off.
Yeah, we'll finish talking about this summer menu. And we're excited about it. Kevin here that works at the station, they're Carolina folks, and he loves a vinegar sauce. So we call it a Tennessee vinegar sauce. So it's our Sunny spin on a vinegar sauce. You can get that on a pulled pork sandwich with some pickled onions and pickles. If you like that tangy, vinegary style barbecue, come see us. Give it a try. That Tennessee vinegar pulled pork sandwich is great. We're also doing a slider trio. So it's pulled pork, pulled chicken, and chopped brisket. So you get three sliders, and that's a great appetizer, whether you want to eat it as your meal or if you want to share it with the table. So that's a great one to try. You can kind of try a variety of sandwiches there. And again, that Tennessee vinegar sauce is zippy. I think that's what I said on the commercial about it. So definitely check that one out if you haven't. That competition barbecue sauce, you can get it again on that St. Louis ribs or the chicken wings. And I think we got a winner, but I'm going to talk about two more items. We got the brisket mac and cheese as a signature side. So some of our chopped brisket on a double portion of mac and cheese with some barbecue sauce and cornbread crumble.
Yum.
It's yummy. That cornbread crumble is so good.
So good.
It's basically, it's our cornbread, and then we like extra bake it so they crispy like
Stop
croutons.
It.
Oh my goodness. They're so sweet and crunchy. They're so good. And then we're doing a barbecue wedge salad. So something a little light and refreshing for summer. So it's got that blue cheese, bacon, and a little barbecue drizzle on there as well.
Sounds fabulous.
All right,
we do have
a winner. Meg.
Okay, congratulations. Thanks to everybody that texted. Got a bunch of texts this morning. Y'all are on it. No kidding. But our winner this morning is Lisa from Milton. So, Lisa, congratulations. You just won yourself a family feast.
Congratulations,
and please,
Lisa.
Eldon, tell her what she's won.
You've won a family feast from Sunny's Barbecue.
And what does that include?
It includes barbecue chicken, sliced brisket or chopped brisket, turkey, and pulled pork or sliced pork if you'd choose.
Okay.
Three sides, bread, and a gallon of sweet tea.
Okay. Congratulations to Lisa. And thank you, everyone that texted in. We so appreciate you listening to Pep Talk. And that's what we are listening to, our expert panel. Obviously, Eldon Scott, our chief kindness officer, is our expert on Sunny's Barbecue. And, you know, kudos to you, Eldon, because I see you out in the community all the time. And what I love about our local businesses, and particularly you, Sunny's Barbecue, as an example, is the way that you're supporting the community in so many ways.
So fun.
Yes.
I really think I might have the best job ever, really.
I think you might. If you haven't met Eldon, he's in the studio. He's got his red cowboy shirt on with the white fringe. He's got his white cowboy hat on. Did you get those shoes on today?
I just got the normal red shoes. I didn't wear the spiky ones. The spiky ones were special last week.
Last week, he looked like Dorothy from Oz. He had these
There's
bright
no place
red
like Sunny's. Click the hills. There's no place like Sunny's.
It was really great. It's just a lot of fun. And we appreciate all that you do. So we've got a winner, and I'll be sending you an email and giving you the info on what to do to get your gift certificate. So that's the advantage of listening to Pep Talk. You just never know.
And, hey, we try to do a giveaway every week.
Yes, we do.
Spread the spirit of barbecue, as we like to say.
Absolutely.
And do it with a little giveaway. So.
Yeah. And if you've got a question for Eldon, we still got a few more minutes here. 850-437-1620. So what have we not talked about that we need to touch on this morning?
Well, let's talk about catering. So
yes.
We like to say there's three ways that we cater. So we can do pickup catering. Last night, after the event last night, had some catering orders, people reaching out for Father's Day barbecue, and so put some of those catering orders in. So we can do pickups. So you got feed 20, 30, 50 people, 100 people. You can 100 people. Make sure if you're feeding 100 people, make sure you got enough room in your car. And sometimes that's an issue.
Really?
So yeah,
I mean, it's a lot of food.
It's a lot of food. So if you're feeding a big crowd and you're doing a pickup, you know, make sure you got a little room in the car. Clear out the trunk, whatever you need to do when you come to pick it up. But you know, 20 to 50 people is pretty common for pickup orders.
Mm-hmm.
So you got an office party, a lunch, staff and lunch. It's very easy, very economical too. You know, so for roughly $10 a person, you can get a meat and three sides, your bread and drink for $10 a person. I mean, it's a fabulous deal.
That's a great idea for this Sunday.
And everybody's going to be fed, have a good full belly, and who doesn't love some good slow smoke barbecue?
Well, it's a great idea for this Sunday, really, because then mom doesn't have to cook.
Yep.
And dad gets a great feast.
Yeah, and dad doesn't have to cook. You know, dad's, you know, it's dad's day, so we normally get on the hook for cooking, too. I mean, I do enjoy cooking, so it doesn't really bother me. But, you know, if dad wants the day off, you know,
it can work.
Enjoy it.
Absolutely.
Call Sunny's Barbecue. We'll take care of you. So that's the pickup part of it. We do delivery. It's like my other one. Goodness.
How many cups of coffee you've had this morning?
Too much. Too much, Meg. So coffee, I had an energy drink, I had a cup of coffee, and had some crumble cookie this morning at the ambassador's meeting. So a little sugar on top of
there
it.
You
so,
go.
But where was I at? Oh, delivery catering.
Yes.
So we can deliver to your location, wherever it might be. And then we do full service setup and serve. So if you need somebody to actually do the service, we do a ton of weddings, events, corporate events. You know, we can come, bring a team out, we'll do the service, set it up, clean it up, get everybody fed, and you'll have a happy, happy crew.
Oh, that's a great thing. We've had that here at the radio station, and it's just fantastic.
Yeah.
Every time.
It's technically more of a drop-off catering, like a delivery catering, that style. You know, I do like to hang out with my peeps here at ADX and CAT and News Radio and ESPN, but, you know, so that's more of a delivery style.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, we'll bring out the chafing dishes and do some decorations.
It's still easy. I mean, it's so easy to do it that way.
Yeah,
okay, one last time, your website, anything else you want, a minute to wrap it up here.
1 minute to go, and there's the music.
There's the music.
Visit us at sunnysbbq.com. Make sure you get that app downloaded so you can take advantage of all those rewards that are available to you. Sweet Tea Tuesdays, Kids Eat Free on Saturday, buy one, get one pulled pork sandwiches on Sunday or Monday. And it's always Sunny's here. Great to have you.
Oh, it's great
to be here with you,
Meg. Great to have you.
It is the Always Sunny Show on Pep Talk.